You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, and we're continuing with the study on the Sabbath and how pagans changed God's law, the fourth commandment, from Saturday to Sunday, and the command to keep the Sabbath holy, and how they don't know, Christians today don't know history and don't know why they go to church on Sunday, why they violate the fourth commandment, and why they sin. We're doing this to educate you so you can learn about it, check it out, see if it's true, and repent of your sins and start worshiping on the Sabbath. Now, we're talking about this evil Roman emperor, guy named Constantine, and he was a devout sun worshiper, and it was worshipped the S-U-N, not the S-O-N, but he converted, supposedly, on his, anyhow, it was a false conversion. He didn't convert to true Christianity, but he claimed he was a Christian. He united, he was a politician. He united his Roman Empire and forced paganism onto the Christians that was in the empire, and the result is what you see out in the world today. In 330 AD, Constantine moves his capital from Rome to Constantinople. That's in modern Istanbul today. And he prepared the way for the Roman Catholic popes to reign in Rome as his successors. And as the Catholic Church, what became the Catholic Church, grew in power and became more influential, it vehemently opposed the Sabbath worship in favor of Sunday paganism. In the 5th century, Christians kept the Sabbath. Some were keeping Saturday, some were keeping Sunday, in spite of the rising popularity of Sunday sacredness, quote-unquote. And there's a historian, Socrates Scholasticus, in the 5th century, he wrote, "For although most all churches throughout the world celebrate the sacred mystery of the Lord's Supper on the Sabbath of every week, yet the Christians of Alexandria and at Rome, on account of some ancient tradition, have ceased to do this." And another historian confirms that the people of Constantinople and almost everywhere assembled together on the Sabbath as well as on the first day of the week, which custom is never observed at Rome or at Alexandria. So even in the 5th century, Sabbath keeping had still survived universally except in Rome and Alexandria. But the Sunday keeping was gaining influence and growing, and more Christians were being forced and sucked into this. Although some would keep both days, as the centuries wore on, they eventually switched over to Sunday. And today, the majority of Christians violate the Sabbath and observe Sunday. But the bottom line is, what does the Bible say? I don't care what tradition says. What does the Bible say? And that is so clear. God commands Saturday Sabbath. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.